Pat Tamburino is Director of Business Development at LMI and former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Civilian Personnel Policy. Pat, you are following, as we are, the new implementation that is coming at DOD for a three-tier civilian performance appraisal system. Mm-hmm. As we learn more about the details of this, how do you think this is likely to impact the employees that it covers at DOD, Pat?
It's all going to be about the implementation, Francis. So, you know, the debate on these personnel systems has been a five-tier system, which was reflected in NSPS. We've had a pass-fail system, and then we've had a three-tier system. And it almost doesn't matter. It matters what you tell the employees. What are you going to do with this? How are you going to, how's it going to affect them? And this is going to be a really critical challenge for how managers communicate what their expectations are to the employees.
There's potential here from mm-hmm. what the material we got from the Defense Department yesterday, I think, right. For this to really clarify and clean up the appraisal system. The DOD story says, currently a myriad of systems are in place for the department's different services and agencies. Some are pass-fail, as you mentioned. Some are three yep. to five-tier. Some tie bonuses to appraisals. Others don't. It sounds like a terrific opportunity to make it very clear to everybody what the expectations are.
Yeah, I think it's perfect. I think it's very clear-headed because, you know, if you're in Organization A and you have a three-tier system, and then you apply for for a job in Organization B, which has a five-tier system, and a hiring manager is trying to evaluate your performance appraisal and read something into it, it's apples and oranges, and you could be potentially disadvantaged. It's even worse if you're looking at something in a pass-fail system because it's so binary. If you put everybody on the same playing field, with the same language of what those three tiers mean, then you've cross-leveled across the department. And I really like that they're doing that because that strikes to fairness, which is really important in these performance appraisal systems.
You mentioned the key to this is implementation. What makes for a successful implementation of a change in a personnel appraisal system? Not necessarily this one, but more broadly anywhere in a public sector organization like a federal agency.
I think it's all in what you tell people at the beginning. I have found throughout my federal career, and I even find it here in the private sector, people want feedback about their performance. They want to know when they're doing really well, and they want to hear that. And it's equally important when they're off the mark. I think people want to hear that, and they want to hear how to correct that. So this is going to be very much for the leadership team, and it's got to come from the corner office, and it's got to roll all the way down to the deck plates. This is what we are trying to accomplish through the performance management system. We're trying to give you feedback. We're trying to set really clear objectives, and we're trying to recognize those people who are doing really well, and we're trying to help those people who are lagging the curve a little bit. It almost doesn't matter how many levels there are. It matters that you tell them what expectations are.
You mentioned the National Security Personnel yeah. System, and that went by the wayside yeah. in fiscal 2010.
Right.
The Defense Authorization Act abolished NSPS and right. included a provision that required DOD to come up with a replacement system. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a sense of how this will be different, and do we have a sense of how this will meet the biggest criticism of NSPS, which was it was too subjective, it wasn't objective, and employees didn't know what they had to do in order to be successful in it?
Well, that's kind of just what ties back to what I said. It really doesn't, in my view, it doesn't matter how many levels you have. It matters how you tell people, you know, what's in an objective, what are we going to measure, and how often are we going to talk. I thought NSPS was pretty good because it had very structured objectives. It had four required conversations between employees and supervisors. And I think the failure looking back was maybe we didn't communicate those expectations that well. Now this is going to be a matter of people who have supervisory responsibility are going to have to take the time to have the conversation now.
And what will that conversation encompass? You've talked about the necessity to tell people very clearly what their expectations will be. How nitty-gritty do you get? I mean, do you get down to the level of listing out very specifically, 1, 2, 3, you have to do this or that or the other thing, or can it be more broad and encompass a variety of positions?
I think, I'm going to give you an evasive answer. It depends, but here's what I know you have to do. You have to say, we work in this group. This is the mission of the group. Your role in the mission of the group is X. We are counting on you to produce something. Everybody produces something. They produce reports, spreadsheets, budget materials. Everybody produces something. It's critical to know where I fit in the organization's mission and what you're counting on me to produce. And there are some things which can be very measured in terms of time or very specific output. We need a report. We need a study. We need some kind of analysis. We need it in a month, 2 months, 6 months. Why not write that into the objective? And then the employee can say, I was successful because I completely understood what you expected of me. And more importantly, you as my supervisor helped me achieve it. Or the employee can say, I wasn't given the tools. I wasn't given the training. It really wasn't made clear to me what I want. When you do get to some level of specificity, I think it's much better. It just takes some thought at the end of the day.
Pat Tamburino of LMI is my guest, and labor unions did not like NSPS at all. Mm-hmm. They've already voiced some apprehension, we'll say, about this new system. Setting aside this specific situation, what's your experience been in collaborating effectively with unions about performance appraisal?
I think that the commentary from the unions, and I think commentary for employees in general, is did you involve me? Did you consult with me? Did you solicit my opinions going forward? And I hope, I trust that the department did do that, because that's what the issue is. I mean, these people, everybody comes, as I told you in previous interviews, I think everybody comes to work in the Department of Defense to do a really good job. Everybody has great ideas. They just want to let their ideas be heard.
The information from the Department of Defense says DOD officials have notified unions of the three-tiered appraisal system.
Yeah.
And that may be where some of the apprehension is coming from, Pat, if it was a notification process rather than a collaboration process.
Well, I hope, as I said to you, I've been out of the department a couple of months, so I won't even presuppose to know how they did this. But I know there are really great professionals over there that work this, and if I have a good sense of who worked it, I think there was discussion. I would hope there would have been discussion.
What do we look at a year, 2 years, 5 years from now, Pat, after this has been implemented and used extensively throughout the Pentagon to determine whether this has been more successful than NSPS was?
I think you're going to have to do a survey of the employees. I think when the government does the employee viewpoint surveys from OPM, you get a good sense of whether people are happy or not in their agencies and whether they're happy or not with their leaders. And this is going to be a big thing. Are they going to be happy with this performance appraisal system? Are they going to feel that it accurately represents what they're doing? And is it being used to do good things like recognize high-performing, high-potential employees? Is it going to be used to create public recognition of groups or groups of people or individuals that have done great things? That would be the tremendous benefit of it. And for employees that are not doing that great, was it used as a tool to help them get better?
A note of curiosity as we close, Pat. The Pentagon says the new system won't apply to senior executive service employees, those in the defense civilian intelligence personnel system. Those two make sense. They have appraisal systems already in place.
Right.
And employees in the demonstration lab system.
They're under a system that was a precursor to NSPS, and it is, if I recall correctly, and I'm really relying on deep memory, they have a multi-tier performance appraisal system and their own personnel authorities. That was a pre-NSPS, mostly because laboratories tend to hire or employ very unique scientists and engineers, so it's a little bit different treatment, but that's a system that's been in place a long time.